Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. We're in the New Testament, Matthew 15, 21 and 22. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." Son of David. Let's think about that name for Jesus. So King David was a beloved ruler in Israel's history. He was born in Bethlehem, and he experienced God's grace and power throughout his life, from defeating Goliath as a young boy to commanding military victories to leading the country into a period of peace and prosperity. David was a king for the ages. He was called a man after God's own heart, and it was through the ancestry of David that the Messiah would one day come. Once, when there was a great debate about who Jesus was, John records the people asking, "Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the offspring of David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David was?" The gospel writers refer to Jesus as the Son of David 15 times. The New Testament also refers to Jesus as the root of Jesse, David's father. Romans 15:12 mentions Jesus as that, the root of Jesse. John wrote to the church in Philadelphia that Jesus is the Holy One, the true one, who is the key of David. That's in Revelation 3:7. David was a mighty warrior who conquered the enemies of Israel. He was a great king who led Israel into peace and security. So it is with Jesus, the Son of David. Born of human lineage, Jesus was fully man and fully God. He came to take on Satan and death, defeating both by his death and resurrection. He came to lead his people into peace with God and eternal security. Jesus is the Son of David, the Messiah, the one you've been waiting for. Allow him to rule over your heart, and you will experience the peace and security that you have longed for. Father, thank you for Jesus, the Son of David. Thank you for the peace and eternal security that comes through him. Thank you for the kingdom that will never end, and that those who know Jesus as their King will live with you forever. I thank you, and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.